I traveled the whole country in the last year or so talking about raising children. What do you really want for your children? And taking calls on talk shows over and over again across the country. Almost all of the calls are about the things their kids are doing wrong. I don't think I got a call in 400 interviews about how terrific their kids were and how great they are and how nice they are and what a joy this whole parenting business is and what a treat it is and what a blessing it is and how lucky we are to be able to do this thing. It was always, my kid does this and how can I get him to do that and they won't do this and how do I motivate them and how do I get them to clean up their room and how come they sass me back? And one of the philosophies that I have that is really crucial is this whole concept of catching your children doing things right instead of catching them doing things wrong. And it's really an approach to parenting that I have seen that really works in helping children to motivate themselves, because I don't really believe that any of us can motivate our children. I think that the best that we can do is provide a terrific environment and an opportunity for them to help them to motivate themselves, because they're on their own path, just like you're on yours. And what we can do is teach love, live love, help them to be love, and help them to have that inside of them, and then sort of guide, then step aside, and allow them to go in the direction that they're going to go. But while you're in this business of guiding and helping and parenting, if you will, there's a whole business of making it a pleasant journey. I mean, anything in life can either be a pleasant journey or it can be a horrendous journey, and it's entirely up to you. It's always an attitude. Attitude or what you believe or your internal approach to life always determines how your life is going to go. I don't know if you've ever noticed that loving people live in a loving world and hateful people live in a hateful world, and it's the same world. You see, it's like what you have in your heart and what you're looking for and what your expectations are determine everything for you in your life. And it's a crucial thing in raising our children to understand that what they learn to expect and what they learn to think and how they learn to value and celebrate the moments of their life is going to be the determining factor in what kind of human beings they are. And if they're raised to see negative, and if they're raised to believe that things aren't going to work out, and if they're raised to be hateful and to look for the negative in everything in life, then that's what they're going to find. The job of parenting is, I can sum it up in two things. First of all, I think that our purpose as a parent is to help our children to become their own parents. That's number one, and that's really crucial. Your job is not to, or my job, I don't see it as a parent, is not to get your children to obey you, to do what they are told to do, to follow the rules that you set down for them, and to behave when you're around. It isn't that at all. It's to help them to develop an inner sense of who they are as human beings and where they can go and what they can do based upon inner signals, not outer rules and regulations and demands of parents, but to teach them to be their own parent. Very much like I think our job as being healthy people is to teach ourselves to be our own doctors, rather than always relying on somebody to heal us, to learn how to be healthy ourselves and to how to heal ourselves so that we don't depend on somebody else to do it for us. And how a teacher's job is to teach children to be their own teachers rather than to rely on somebody else to educate them. And I think in parenting, that's the most important thing. And also to teach children somehow to have an appreciation for life, to value it, to celebrate it, to love it, to look for the gloriousness in life rather than to always be seeking out the negative or being beaten down by it and so on. And in writing What Do You Really Want for Your Children, it was crucial for me to help my children to grow up that way and to help others in this same light. Really, when you ask the question, what do you really want for your children? And I asked this of thousands and thousands of people across the country. The answers were not what you might expect. They weren't, I want my son to become a doctor. I want my son or my daughter to become a lawyer. I want them to make a lot of money. I want them, you know, in this Western sort of world where we live in a land of accumulations and acquisitions and achievement and dominance, rather than the opposite kinds of things, which are serenity and quality of life and knowledge rather than achievements. You would think that people would be thinking, what I want for my kids is to get as much as they can get, because there's so much of that in our culture. And parents, really, most of us don't want that for our children. We want something quite different for them. When you ask, the answers that you get are really interesting. They all center around well-being. They all center around this internalness of a child. And what they have to learn, and what we have to help them to learn, is that inner direction, or running our lives on our own inner signals, our own inner principles, is such a simple thing, and yet we seem to have so much difficulty with it.